Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome you into a new week, and it's a new week, but it's the same conversation, it seems, that we've had, I don't know, 4 weeks or so now on a Monday to open up the week. And this one, it's on a good note. Sometimes it's on a bad note. Sometimes it's on a good note. Sometimes it's on a bad note. Sometimes it's on a good note. And that, to me, is the conversation here, Chris. Are we going to sit here and each Monday say, what is this Penguins team? I don't have them figured out. Because coming off of this past weekend, they go and they put up aggregate 9-4 scores over Philadelphia and then the New York Rangers. They win 4-3. They win 5-1 last night. They've won now 3 of 4. You have it back in order. Gino looks like he knows what he's doing. Kapanen got that talking to, and man, he knows what he's doing. I just said in that update they scored 3 goals in 61 seconds, and after they got down and DeSmith let in the first shot for a goal, you have a team that's won 2 straight. You have a team that's not necessarily flying high, but looking pretty good as Jarry gets back into net tomorrow night at 6 o'clock against the Rangers before they play 2 against a bad Buffalo team, one would think. So this is a ping pong match with what is this Penguins team? It's crazy every Monday we have the conversation, and the shade in which we look at it through, or the prism, is totally different each Monday.
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks ago, or was it just a week ago after that ugly loss to the Islanders? On a Sunday, we were sitting there talking about, man, what is wrong with this team? And then we come back this week and we're talking about, man, look at these guys go. And I would hope that next weekend, or next Monday, I guess, at this time, we're not having that kind of conversation after 2 against the Buffalo Sabres, and that the following Monday we're not having the same conversation after 2 against the New Jersey Devils. I would like to think that as
three
this
against
finds
the Devils,
itself,
I think, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it 3? Okay.
Yeah, it might be. Nonetheless, you're right about that, though. They're playing the bad teams is what you're getting at, right?
Exactly. They've got an opportunity to now take the momentum they've built, taking 2 out of 3 from the Flyers, and doing so with both wins and regulation, which was really important. We talked about that a week ago. But taking 2 out of 3 from the Flyers, taking the first one from the Rangers, they've got an opportunity to take that momentum and build off of it, continue to do the right things the right way, limit the mistakes, and beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. I mean, they are quite clearly sandwiched right there in the middle of this division, along with the Islanders, the Caps, and the Flyers. Well, and it's simply a question of, can they elevate themselves above those other three teams and really start to take advantage of the schedule for what it is, an opportunity to really start to cement themselves into some kind of playoff position as the next few weeks roll along.
What we do know is that the Pittsburgh Penguins is put forward right now seemingly are kind of average, but when they play well, they can be above average. Can they play well and sustain it? I think that's the big question here. Can they ride any sort of wave? Because they've been given waves and had waves. They've won 4 straight earlier this year. They've won 4 and 5 a couple different times. And right now they've won 3 and 4. Can they ride the crest of a wave? Because it seems like every time that they do get caught in a wave, they seemingly fall back. And now is the chance, as you point out, with that strength of schedule dipping. And by the way, grab a coffee this morning. Dunkin's the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. But can they be more than a slightly above average team? It looks like a stock line to me. It's up and it's down and it's up and it's up and it's up, and you get hope, and then it comes down. And at the end of the day, it's always right around that midline. But we look at that talent and we look at Jarry and you look at that top line, and now maybe if you get Malkin going, you can ride it for a little longer, Chris.
Yeah, tomorrow night's an opportunity. It would be their just second 3-game winning streak of the season if they were to beat the Rangers tomorrow. And it would be their first, if they were to win it in regulation, of 3 regulation wins in a row. And that's the kind of stuff they have to start doing. As many games as they won early in the year coming from behind or going to overtime or a shootout, That's great. That's 2 points each and every time you do it. And we're not gonna look that gift horse in the mouth, a shootout win. But you need to start winning games in regulation in a schedule, in a season where the schedule is nothing but divisional games. And that means it's not just about, that's great, chase down those teams in front of you, but via regulation win, the Flyers, the Capitals, they've moved ahead of the Flyers now, actually, the Capitals and the Islanders. And
the Islanders are
the Bruins again.
Yeah.
But also, put some distance between yourself and those teams behind you in the standings by winning those games in regulation. Push the Rangers and the Sabres and the Devils further into the rearview mirror so that you can focus on the ones ahead of you.
Absolutely. Can I just say as an aside before we get to a break, this baseball series stuff, whenever it came out, whenever it was going to be, when the schedules were made, when we knew it was condensed, and they came up with these, and we especially saw it with the Philadelphia three-gamer, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, they've got to find a way to keep these when the world opens back up against your division opponents. It creates so much more excitement. I think it forces a sense of it forces even a deeper sense of rivalry, and I love the fact that something happens, or even a good thing. It doesn't have to be, and people always turn to the fight or the bad blood, but even a good thing with momentum, and you can get right back at it 48 hours later, and sometimes even just 24 hours later. I love it. I love the baseball-style series. They've got to find a way to keep it.
I do, too. That three-game series against the Flyers was fun. By the end of it, we got some of the blood boiling again. I was talking with someone who covers the Flyers out in Philly the other day, and we were just remarking that, you know, it was nice to have some of that vitriol back and forth between these two teams. When you play a team once and then you don't see them again for 2.5 weeks, you lose some of that quotient to a rivalry. You know, it's we'll get into Tom Wilson later. But part of the reason the back and forth between those two teams started the way it did was because they had played each other multiple games in a row. And that, it's obviously you don't want to see Tom Wilson-style hits like the one he put on Carlo, but my point is if you want to build divisional rivalries and you really want to build the intensity of regular season games, there's an opportunity to do so, and it's just play 6 games against each divisional opponent, a 3-game series at home, a 3-game series on the road. And then for the other team, the teams in the other division in your conference, you play them each twice. So you play half of those teams, 2 at home, the other half, 2 on the road. And then you play each team in the other conference a one-off, and you can split those home and away. And that breaks up the schedule a little bit, especially in an 82-game season. But you can do it. If the NHL wants to keep this series-style scheduling format, much like baseball, they can do it.
Absolutely they can, and I hope that they do. All right, moving forward, we got to be better. As there's some media rumbling in the city. It's got to be better. It's got to be better. I think it's antiquated. I think it's ridiculous. One tree that they keep barking up and one thing that they keep doing. I scratch my head, and I don't understand what the end game is, and I'll explain what that is coming up next. All right, we're on Twitter. Follow us there. 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown. Excuse me, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit at ShorkeyKia.com. I don't get this. I don't. I don't know what the end game is, I guess, from media members. So Jerry Dulac in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette has a chat, and it gets questions from all over, and, you know, it's good. I like when media members, Ray does them, Jerry does them, Bouchette does them in The Athletic, Rutter, I think, did one. Or at least gets questions in a mailbag. So there's a chat, a mailbag, and it's from Yinzer in Boston is the question. Hi, Jerry. Will the Steelers sit down with Claypool and try to get him to lessen some of the social media distractions? I see a very talented player being distracted by some of Juju nonsense. He needs to focus. That's the question from an anonymous fan. And the answer is from Jerry Dulac, who covers the Steelers every single day. I sure hope so. I sure really hope too, in the middle of March in the offseason, that the Steelers clamp down on what a guy does in his free time who has absolutely no history of getting in trouble. I really hope that the next time Chase Claypool catches 4 touchdowns, whenever Juju is double teamed, that we really think about him doing a TikTok in the middle of March. I mean, what are we doing here? Like, what are we doing as...
The next time a social media post loses a football game for a team will be the first time. So until that happens, I'm not worried about it. Was the Juju stuff goofy and silly? Yeah, the dancing on the logos or whatever. But when it became a distraction, he stopped. And it became a distraction through really not much fault of his own. It was because of others, because other teams took notice and said, "Well, we're coming after you." You didn't hit a guy harder because of a stupid TikTok dance, because a guy Corvette on your logo. And the same thing is true of Chase Claypool. The first time they lose a game because of a social media post will be the first time that's ever happened in the history of professional sports.
I just can already feel if Juju does leave town, and I don't know if it's a sure bet still, but if he does, I can already, and even if he stays, I can feel Claypool being the object of the ire of the old, antiquated, stingy media who I wish would just come out and say this. It's not necessarily the vehicle that's social media, and it's really not Juju or Claypool. I don't like social media. I don't like it. I'm in an old guard kind of person. I wasn't brought up with it. I don't think I like my newspaper to read it and hold it in my hand. I like a rotary dial phone. I like the home phone that I have. I don't even like, I'd like the typewriter that I was brought up with. I wish guys would just come out and say that as opposed to taking the object of their ire and shifting it onto these kids, and they are kids who knew nothing of a world without this. This is what they were brought up with. They've always had this in middle school, in high school, in through college. It's a communication tool they've always used. So why are people who are in their 50s and 60s, what, and I don't even know why this bothers me, but it does. You ain't the audience for it, man. Like, the thing about it, and I understand what Jerry's saying, and I respect him, but Chase Claypool isn't talking to Jerry Dulac. He's talking to Chase Claypool contemporaries. And the fact that we're like try to run guys out of town or make their life miserable because they're communicating on the tool they were brought up with as a communication tool totally baffles me. And back to the beginning part of this, Chris, I don't understand the end game of the media members that hate on this so much. If you don't embrace social media, that's one thing. Just leave it alone. Walk away from it. But what is the end game? Are they trying to get these guys to quit social media?
I don't know. Again, it's not like what either one of them has done in the past cost them a football game. It didn't. And it wasn't social media. It was in an actual Zoom press conference. Even the Browns as the Browns did not cost them a football game. I mean, is that the problem here, maybe? That more established, older members of the media and the fan base want the comments to come from some official level, like in a news conference? If that's the case, the Browns as the Browns came in an official Zoom press conference. I still heard people lose their minds over that. So is it the actual behavior, or is it the behavior via social media? What do you actually have a problem with, I guess, is the question.
There's never been – I mean, Steelers for a long time ago were shooting guns at helicopters. I mean, there's no Steeler way. Let's just – it's so old and tired. It's a trope at this point.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.